Proclamation number 6086, dated the October 22, 1954. Earthly task: fulfillment of the commandments of love. Every one of you is given a task, and everyone fulfills it according to his will, for every human being's will is free. But to know your task is a prerequisite, and this knowledge is conveyed to you through my word, which subsequently can indeed be heard and adhered to, but also be dismissed, the consequences of which, however, you will have to bear yourselves. Anyone who complies with the requirements of my word fulfills my will, hence also his earthly task, and therefore this person can also speak of spiritual progress. Yet even the earthly-minded person should know that one day he will have to be answerable for his failure, that he was not offered the word as a message of my will without reason, that he must also heed it if he wants to fulfill his earthly task. He must know that his life will not last forever and that he ought to utilize his short life on earth for eternity. And to utilize it means to first fulfill my commandments of love. By doing so he will then become worthy of my love and receive the strength to improve his soul, to accomplish the psychological work which is the purpose of his earthly existence. Everyone who endeavors to live in love will also know that he was not placed on earth arbitrarily or without reason, but that this is connected to the attainment of a goal, and he will sincerely strive towards this goal, towards unity with me. However, anyone who disregards love, who only tries to achieve for his own advantage, closes his own entrance into eternal life, for he lacks love, which alone is the key to happiness. He also lacks realization. He doesn't know anything about the meaning and purpose of his earthly existence, nor does he accept an explanation about it. Fulfillment of my commandments of love for God and one's neighbor will assure that the human being gains realization, and anyone who uses my commandments as a guiding principle for his life on earth will have to become enlightened. He cannot go astray. His path will infallibly lead into the spheres of eternal bliss, for he utterly submits himself to my will, he leads his life within my eternal order, he is in constant contact with me and therefore receives strength in abundance. And he, in turn, will only use this strength for implementing deeds of love again, for he will be impelled to do so by my spirit, which is in direct contact with me and unable to influence him in any other way than in a good way. Thus he will fulfill his earthly task by trying to integrate himself as well as his fellow human beings with the eternal order, by trying to establish the eternal order within himself and, in line with his realization, also help his fellow human beings to submit themselves to me and my will, so that they, too, will establish this contact with me and achieve the purpose of their earthly lives. Amen.